The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, did not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord. There's a famous story about the English author G.K. Chesterton that may or may not be true, but it does illustrate a type of wisdom that was particular to the Catholic writer. An article in the London Times posed a question: what is wrong with the world? And it asked that current authors, this was in the early 1900s, current authors offer their opinions in the form of an essay. Chesterton responded with a one-line essay. "Dear sir, I am." Yours, G.K. Chesterton. If that question was posed to us today, what would we respond? What is wrong with the world? I'm sure that we all have our candidates, for there is no shortage of them, right? Where do we place the blame for what is wrong with the world? Maybe we have multiple candidates. There's a lot wrong with the world. If that's the case, what are we to do? How can we overcome the immense chaos that seems to press in upon us all the time? Is it even worth it? In Jesus' time, there were also people who had ideas about what was wrong with the world. And we meet some of them today. The Pharisees and the scribes point out that the disciples are not being observant Jews by eating with dirty hands in violation of their traditions. For them, the wanton disregard for rules was seen as a contribution to the troubles that Israel was facing. Those disciples are what's wrong with the world. And they took every opportunity to point these things out. Except today, they do it to Jesus. Jesus, the Word made flesh, turns upon them and points out their error and their hypocrisy. The Pharisees found a way to identify what was wrong with the world and then presented themselves as the only true way to overcome that. They were ideologues. Only through the meticulous observation of every little tradition could they bring about the restoration of God's order in the world. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Only through the meticulous observation of these particular rules will we be able to fix everything. But the world is not that simple as to be fixed by such a simplistic solution. Rather, the world is complex, and what is wrong with the world is also complex. To simplify it to one problem, one event, one ism, is grossly ignorant of that same complexity. It might be attractive to say this or that is exactly what is wrong with the world. It's an easy solution because then we can just focus on that one thing. Whether it be racism or sexism or any other kind of ism that is wrong with the world, we can attack it. However, those things are complex. Identifying what's wrong with the world with one single cause is attractive, but it's also lazy. There's no shortage of people who would claim to know the one thing that is wrong with the world and therefore what should be done about it. They claim to hold the full view of the truth of things, just like the Pharisees. And like in Jesus' day, they are dangerous people today. However, Jesus is able to cut through that mess and reorient us toward a solution. Nothing that enters one from the outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. For within people, from their hearts, here's the list, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. Any one of those we could identify as what's wrong with the world, but there's all of it. All of these evils come from within, and they defile. For Christ, the enemy is not those people or that practice or sin. Rather, the enemy is within. It's me. It's you. What's wrong with the world? I am. I am racist. I am homophobic. I am misogynistic. I am judgmental. I am stubborn. I am argumentative. I am privileged. I am always right. I am greedy. I'm whiny. I'm hateful. I'm a fool. I am what's wrong with the world. Now, before we get too down on ourselves because of the fault that we bear for the world, there's actually good news here. If these evils dwell within me, then there is something I can do about it. It's not enough to complain because that doesn't fix anything. You are much more likely to be clear-minded about what is what and where blame lays once you address the log in your own eye rather than the speck in your brother's. It's probable that your own imperfections are evident and plentiful and could be well addressed as step one in your own quest to improve the world. In fact, this is exactly what Jesus did, right? St. Paul tells us in the second letter to the Corinthians that for our sake, God made him who to be sin who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Jesus took what was wrong with the world all on himself. He didn't deserve that, but that's why he's the Savior. By pointing out these defilers within us, Christ is actually inviting us to join him in the mission of salvation. We cannot save the world. Only Jesus does that. However, we can defeat those problems that are manifest within us. Rather than taking on the grand systemic issues that are perennial, we can begin to consider the smaller, more precisely defined problems on the scale of our own lives. This is personal responsibility. This is maturity. What it takes is something that the Pharisees do not show. Humility. In humility, we take responsibility for ourselves and for our sins, and we start on the road to conquering what is wrong with the world. Start with your bedroom and clean it. Take care of your family. Don't lie. Straighten up your life in a committed way. When you've mastered all those small steps, move on to something bigger. I can do that too. And we can together begin to contribute to what is right with the world.